Hey everybody, it's Friday. Woohoo! We're glad it's Friday, and if you do have a long weekend plan, we hope you're safe and you see God move in it and just uncool and enjoy yourself. Okay, so we have a fun topic today. It's fun for Friday, and you know what? You could even take these pets with you on your long weekend and have an even greater time. Right, honey?
That's right.
Living it up while beginning again. I'm Teresa, and this is my husband, Scott.
Yeah, well, aren't pets awesome?
Mm-hmm.
They really are.
Yeah.
Today, we're going to discuss how God uses our pets to draw us closer to Him. Yes. You're thinking, really?
Really?
Yeah, really. In Job 12:7, it says, "Just ask the animals, and they will teach you. Ask the birds of the sky, and they will tell you." In verse 10, it says, "For the life of every living thing is in God's hand, in the breath of every human being."
You know, and animals are important to the Lord, because in Proverbs, the next passage you're going to read talks about what he thinks about us taking care of them.
Yeah, it says Proverbs 12:10, "The godly care for their animals, but the wicked are always cruel to them."
Mm-hmm. So I guess God loves animals, huh?
Yes, he does. Well, he created them.
Yeah.
You know, and so he's passionate about animals, just like we are.
Yeah, and if you don't love animals, this just might not be the podcast for you.
That's right.
We are definitely animals.
Or maybe you love birds.
Yeah.
Maybe you love your goldfish.
Or maybe like us, you love dogs.
Yeah.
And our dog, Troy, is looking at us right now. In fact, he was asleep, and then we started talking about this, and he woke up, shook his head, and made his presence known. I love dogs. Scott loves dogs, and we're not trying to minimize the Lord's deity by any stretch, but if you take the word dog and switch the letters around backwards, God in reverse is dog. And we only say that because they show us unconditional love, which is exactly what God does.
And that's what we're talking about today, about how can our pets draw us closer to Him.
Yeah.
You know, we can leave the house and go get the mail, be gone 30 seconds, and come back, and Troy and my little Casey.
Back in the day.
Back in the day, before, you know, she got so old, she would go nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy's home, you know, and be excited to see me, want to play.
Whether it's 30 seconds or 30 days.
Yeah, or if you're going on a trip and come back, you know, and there they are, the same reaction. It's unconditional.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I remember when I was single, especially when I would have a horrible day at work. Maybe, and I would come home, I'm going, man, I'm so tired. I open up that door, and there's Casey. And she's jumping up on me, and she, I take her outside, and she does her business. She comes back in, you know, and she gets a toy and wants to play and starts licking me. And all of a sudden, the worries of the day kind of left. You know, and it just kind of left, but just for that little moment of time. But it was that unconditional love from a pet that was so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Troy does the same thing for you. Mm-hmm. I mean, you and Troy love to go walking.
Oh,
you know, you love to put him on slides and swing sets.
And then I email videos and pictures of him. Because you know why I do it? Because it makes people smile.
Oh, it's hilarious.
He's extremely Troy. But for me, you know, I got Troy when I was single. My family, I always end up with my family's dogs. And I told my nephews, I said, before any of y'all get another dog, please ask me if I like that type of dog, because I'm the one that's going to end up with it anyway. So one day you and I will get our dog. But for now, we have Troy and Casey. And Troy, he's 13, and he's been jogging and walking with me since I've had him when he was 3. And, you know, thankfully, he seems to be in really, really great shape.
Mm-hmm.
He just keeps going and going, even though he's losing his teeth. But, you know, I he's with me at work. And so I can just be so busy during the day and doing my own thing and realize, where is he? I haven't seen him, and he's always right there. Usually right under the desk, right there. No matter what, he's right there. And again, not to compare, but that's the way God is. We are so busy, but if we just stop long enough and realize he's right there, just waiting for us to pay attention to him, just waiting for us to confide in him, just waiting for us to ask him, God, what do I need? What should we do about this? He's right there.
Yeah.
And that's the way animals have that same loyalty the way God has to us. And look how loyal the Lord is to us. I mean, he sent his son to die on the cross for us when we were still in sin, when people back then were hating him and showing how much they hated him and talking about him and doing horrible things to him. He still died for them. It was unconditional, no matter how he treated how he was treated or what was said about him. He still showed unconditional love. Animals do the same thing.
Yeah.
They show us unconditional love. We are their world. We are what they are all about. They live for us.
Yeah.
And that kind of love is not coincidence that we have animals to demonstrate to us what that's like.
That's right.
God knew what he was doing. He knew what he was doing.
He sure did.
And look how important they were. He told Noah and his family to take them on the ark.
Two by two.
Two by two. Mm-hmm. And male and female. Why was that? So they could make more.
That's right.
He knew we need animals, and they need them, you know, for they needed them for food, they needed them for warmth, they needed them for a lot
comfort,
of things. Yeah.
Love.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Animals are very important
they
to
are.
God. And we don't take their love lightly.
No, we don't. Mm-hmm. You know, that's true. I mean, I don't know. I mean, you just look at all the animals in the world, and you know, it pains us to see an animal that is suffering, just like a human being. And you know, my brother Blake just lost his dog. Lucy was, I think, 15 years old, a Shar Pei. And we sent him a little card, and he called me the other day and just told me how much it meant to him that we remembered, because he said, you know, Lucy was like my little kid.
Aww.
He said, you know, when I buried her, I buried a little piece of my heart with her.
Aww. Yeah.
And it's true.
It is true. I had to put a dog down before, and
yeah,
it was terrible. It was so terrible. And I know probably a lot of people listening, okay, we need to pick this conversation up.
Yeah.
We're getting sad.
I don't want to be
sad. No. Nothing and no one is forever.
Oh, no.
And we're so grateful for the blessings that God gives us for animals while we are here.
They are just, you know, I mean, especially Troy. I mean, he's just, you know, he's hilarious. I've never come across not just a dog, but anything that breathes that's like Troy. He's so funny, you know, and everyone asks us, you know, how's everything going? How's Troy? You know, he's always included in the conversation. Just like when I was single and I had, and Casey was, Casey's not in the past. She's still with us.
Right.
She's just, you know, really old now. But, you know, when she was younger, I mean, everyone would ask me, hey, where's Casey? I mean, if Casey wasn't with me wherever I went, it was a rarity.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was the big joke. And now I'll call my friends and we'll be talking. And they go, I'll say something about Casey, and they'll go, Casey's still around?
I know it. And back to the topic we were going to discuss, like we have, how pets draw us closer to God, and we're always go back to God and say thank you, Father,
mm-hmm,
for these animals that bring us so much joy here with us, and just when we're outside in nature and just seeing the animals. We were at some friend's house the other day, and there was the goat and the pig were chasing each other, right?
He was so cute.
And the pig was so fast.
He was fast.
He was having a blast chasing that goat.
Had dirt over his snout. He was hilarious.
Yeah, animals, birds, anything. We are there, and we thank God for them. And it draws us closer to him because it's a way that he has said, I love you.
That's right. Well, that's unconditional love.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what this podcast is about. It's not just about pets. It's about how pets show that unconditional love. Well, you know, the most that we can ever find unconditional love from, honey, is from Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
He is the ultimate of unconditional love.
Right.
Do you know him? Have you given your heart to him? Or maybe you thought you did, you've walked away. Well, you know, today's the day that you can give your heart to Jesus. Sincerely give your heart to him and start experiencing the unconditional love that we're talking about today.
Mm-hmm.
So if you would, please pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, please come into my life. I want to know the unconditional love, Father. I want to know your unconditional love. Lord, I know you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day, and because of the cross, you say my sins are forgiven. And I'm asking you to please forgive me of my sins. Thank you for being my Savior. Thank you for the unconditional love I now have with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Mm-hmm. All right, honey, what is today? Today's Friday, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we encourage everyone, go to church this weekend. Find you a Jesus teaching church.
Pray to be directed there by the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, and ask them if they have a mentorship, a discipleship program, so someone can walk with you in this new, exciting life with Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Well, aren't pets awesome?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that as your long weekend begins. We look forward to, we'll still have a podcast for you on Monday.
That's right.
But until then, keep living it up.
We'll begin again. Yeah. Yeah.